yeah, shocked. I mean, it was very late in the day that we finally agreed that. I said, yeah, happy. I think the hard work over the last couple of years has paid off, and especially over the last few days, but mainly shattered, tired. We've spent the last 3 days and long into the night till after 4 o'clock this morning, back home, 2 hours sleep, and back here to finish the negotiations. I think it'll sink in tomorrow.
Just over 2 weeks ago, you're fighting an election. You don't know if you're going to be back here. Did becoming the chairman even ever enter your mindset?
No, not till after the election, and you start to see how things are falling. But really, it was well into the negotiations. It was a position that was negotiated first for the independent grouping, and after that, we looked at it as a grouping ourselves around the table. And I put my name forward, and I'm thankful that I was supported by fellow members in the grouping.
And so what kind of chairman is John Campbell going to be?
Well, as I said in my opening remarks, I said brevity is one of the things I would like to see us keeping to the point and moving through business as quickly and as coherently as possible.
In the past, we've seen that the council chamber, it can get a bit rowdy at times. You're going to have to try control 36 members there. Is there a worry that at times it may get out of hand, or are you confident that this new council can work together?
Well, I think the effort over the last week will point towards that. There's been a massive effort put in by all members of the council and by all of those that were delegated to negotiate on their behalf. If the council wasn't rowdy at times, I think it would show that people didn't care. But the people do care that are elected to council. And we fall out, we fall back in again. But I said, in general, we're working our damnedest for Donegal.